Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
A little Shedeur Sanders news coming up here in a second.
Oh,
Tommy
thank
Reese
God.
Was talking about him.
That's the first time today we've mentioned his name.
Shedeur.
I thought we'd have a complete failure of a show if we didn't get that in.
All right, so we'll hear what's the latest coming from the offensive coordinator on that.
Good.
But yeah. The NBA did release a statement, as John Schumann predicted, as I just asked him last week. I go, I got to believe the league's going to say something. And boom, maybe they were listening to us talking.
Statement from the NBA, quote, "We are in the process of reviewing the federal indictments announced today. Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups are being placed on immediate leave from their teams, and we will continue to cooperate with the relevant authorities. We take these allegations with the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of our game remains the top priority."
That's beautiful.
How would Coach Stefanski give that statement? Sorry. That's all I can think about.
You want to do it?
Yeah, go for it. I mean, it's been such a...
Okay.
Yeah, go for it.
Buckle up.
Yeah, Andy, we are in the process of reviewing the federal indictments announced today by FBI Director Kash Patel and the Department of Justice. Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups will be placed on immediate leave from their respective teams, and we will continue to cooperate with the relevant authorities. We take these allegations with the utmost seriousness, and the integrity of our game will always remain our top priority.
And what will they be doing in the rooms?
Yeah, Andy, we would like to remain what takes place in our rooms to remain private between the people inside of those rooms, those four walls, and the relevant information involved in those rooms.
And will there be any grass on the floor?
Andy, I respect the question of you asking about the grass inside of those rooms
Do you understand
that grass.
Do you understand the question?
I understand your care about chlorophyll and foliage and everything that is involved in it. But at this time, we cannot comment on that.
All right. Good enough. There you have it. That is how it would go down. All right, again, we're going to get to the Shedeur Sanders news, which I think is interesting. I can't wait to hear what it is. But I do want to take a couple more phone calls here as we talk about the Cavaliers and what we saw last night. Again, we're having some trouble with the phone lines. And Dan, there's like some kind of reason because we've got data center issues.
Yeah, so there's data center issues across the whole East Coast right now going on. And because we have our internet through the phones, we're just kind of rolling the dice, as I'm sure a lot of you are right now at your respective jobs running into internet issues. So... yeah, 'tis the world we live.
Shouldn't probably talk about rolling dice with everything going on today.
Well, that didn't seem to be an issue.
At all.
I don't think dice was an issue in this one.
We didn't say we're going to flip our cards over.
There were no craps games going on.
Yeah.
We had no craps games.
We're not going to see what we're going to pull the machine and see how it's rigged.
Thought it would be a chance for a cheap little
phone ploy. And really, whatever you do, don't show your hands with those glasses on.
No. Exactly.
No. Yeah, I just don't want to.
We mentioned nothing of such.
Corey, please be on the line. How are you, Corey?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
All right,
Corey.
State your case, my friend.
Man, listen. Man, NBA, wow. Woo. But anything. But listen, what I saw about the Cavs yesterday, I love what I saw. If I had to critique something, the same thing we saw last year with this team, I saw yesterday.
Ah, man, if that wasn't on cue.
Maybe that was Cool Ray's phone.
No, there's no way. No. Jeff in Cleveland, let's see if we roll the dice with you. Hi, Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay, I just feel like every time I say it hello to somebody today, it's going to be a, you know, it's 50-50. Go ahead.
Yeah, I may have to avoid those for a smidge.
Yeah. One more try or no? That was two strikes.
I mean,
you want to take a third
Cool
one?
Cool Ray called back.
I think we've got it.
All right, we'll give
Cool Ray. Ray the chance.
Cool Ray.
Hi, Cool Ray.
Hey, what's
up? Same thing that was up 30 seconds ago, except the phone dropped again. Okay, let's go.
So the same thing I saw with my Cavaliers last year that I saw yesterday. I love what I saw, but it's the inability for other guys. Like, well, you want to feed the hot guy. We know that. If Donovan Mitchell gets hot, feed him. If Garland gets hot, feed him. But it's the inability where your three-point shooters are not making the timely shots. I kept seeing it. And I really wasn't impressed with Ball's game. I don't know if it was just the way he played, but it just didn't seem like, I don't know, it's just something about his game just didn't, I didn't really like yesterday, but maybe it's just game one but of a long season. But it's just the inability for those guys to make open shots when it needed to count the most. That's what really bothered me yesterday about the game yesterday.
But I understand. The one thing about Lonzo, Cool Ray, he was one of seven. Every shot he took was a three. His three shot just wasn't going down. You know, he's not Sam Merrill. He's not Reggie Miller. But he can knock down that shot. So give him time. I love the six assists.
I do love the six assists. I love the new rookie. I can't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
His name is slipping me, but I do love the rookie.
Proctor.
I love him so far. I love his energy, but it was just, if I looked at last year's Cavaliers and this year's Cavaliers, it's just the inability to make the shots when it counted the most, because you climb back into that game and then you let another team, you just kept letting them, they was playing bully ball and you guys seemed like they were getting bullied. And that was the one thing that stood out, that they let the Cavs falter.
Cool Ray, I got you. Agree. All right, let me go to Chuck in Cleveland. Hi, Chuck.
Hey, man, how we doing?
Good, good.
Good. Standing ovation. Let's go.
Got in there.
We got five people in the studio clapping for you. Keep going.
So it's just two things I want to say. One is, I was one of the guys, I'm part of the group of the guys that say Darius need to go, right? And I've been saying that for like 2 years. Hey, good trade, Bay. He kind of doesn't fit in with what we want to do. But after seeing yesterday's game, we couldn't get past anybody. The ball wasn't moving.
No.
Jeff, one of your favorite quotes of mine that I like is, the basketball is the most beautiful game when it's played right.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do have Darius in there, we see how much he does facilitate the ball and what we was missing in those key games last year.
You know what, Chuck? I say this and with complete sincerity, and I remember when Darius was just getting shredded on our station and everywhere else when he was a rookie. And just said, just give him time. He's a young guy, barely played in college, everything else. He's a really good NBA player. And people need to understand that. You saw that last night without him. It's just, can this fit, can this group of players get to the ultimate goal? And whether it can or can't, they're going to have to figure that out. They can adjust within. But anybody who thinks Darius just needs to go is mistaken. The only reason you get rid of him is if you think you can improve your team by bringing in a different player who works better with the other guys, maybe. Because yeah, I think Darius is terrific.
And I also want to say one thing. I also didn't want Allen to go, but now I just think Allen's to the core of his heart. He's not a dog, and he gets picked on and pushed around a lot. For the production that he gives us, you know, I would kind of rather have a guy that's just going to come in and be a, you know, a Draymond type of vibe, a big tough guy down there. We need to probably trade him and just get a tough guy in here. And thanks for taking the call.
All right, thank you. We appreciate the call, Chuck.
I don't think you can have enough big guys on your team. So though Jared had a rough game, and there are moments, you know, he's a long, skinny dude, right? I mean, but Jared has some skill, and Jared can play. And if you're expecting him to be Wilt Chamberlain or, you know, Shaq, somebody like that, that's not what he is. But he's a very effective big player in the NBA. And I don't think you can have too many of those on your team. I wouldn't move him unless you decide it's time to blow this thing up. And you're certainly not in that position right now.
You know, it's just funny how you talk about this, and somebody just sent me this text, too, from Mac Perry, who said this, that Darius Garland threw Jared Allen 138 total assists last year, nearly 100 more than the next closest player. So,
well, they've got a great chemistry together.
And then throw in the fact that Max Strus was second at 47, and you're missing both those guys, too. And so maybe that changes the game.
Jared Allen gets four shots.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great stat, by the way.
The one thing to remember... Big guys, although Evan Mobley now has the ball in his hands more, big guys don't pass the ball to themselves.
It's true. All right, last one, and then I want to get to the Shooter Sanders stuff. Hi, Jay, how are you?
What's up, y'all? Silly calling. Soccer. Y'all know who I am. Appreciate your show, man. I love you guys. Listen to you every day.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Darius or Donovan Mitchell, we're going to have to find a backup. This is truly a coach's game now. We pretty much took 30 points off the board with three people missing. And Donovan not going to be able to play these whole games. He will be hurt in the next five games if we don't find
I thought he was hurt for a second last night, didn't you?
Yeah.
He was laying on the ground at the baseline.
When you put a player on the floor for those many minutes, you up their probability of getting injured.
Sure.
And you have to find somebody that's really close, that won't turn the ball over, and will give you the assists that you were talking about and make a few shots. This is going to be a coach's game. Like you said, Lonzo gets hurt. So we're going to have to put him in the
position. He doesn't get hurt. He's perpetually hurt, Jay. The hope is that he's found something and he's able to stay on the floor.
So we got to put him in a position where he's shooting, where he won't get hurt. So taking shots at the three-point line, taking mid-range jumpers and so forth, and not get knocked on the ground, because we're going to need him on the floor, because I think he is crucial. I think Larry Nance. I think Nance is going to be our sleeper on the team, and he just needs to up his production probably about 5 points a game. Hey, y'all, great show.
Thank you. Appreciate you, Jay. Thank you very much. All right,
you're gonna want to watch Larry's minutes too, and keep him out there and keep him healthy
because of health. Yeah, because of health. That's where you're going with that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just making sure.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.